Hello, everyone. Welcome to the LG Show. Today's guest, his name is Toby. And Toby has a baseball team that travels around. They play against other competitors around the country. They raise money for different kind of causes. But basically, they used to be animals that came from a circus. And Toby pretty much raised them as when they were young. And he decided to make a baseball team out of these certain type of animals. In a minute, we're going to get in touch with Toby. He's going to tell us what kind of animals these are. And he's going to also tell us a story about what they did. Toby, are you there?
Hello, this is Toby.
Hey, Toby, this is LG from the LG Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, you were telling me earlier about you have animals that you had raised since they were young. They used to be part of a circus. I would is it assuming that you were part of the same circus that these animals were raised, that you guys raised them?
Yeah, that's correct. I raised let me tell you what I have. First I started a baseball team. That didn't do too well. I wasn't really making any money off of this. So I decided I got a job at a circus. So I started raising these animals. And the animals came to trust with me and they liked me. So I've got nine chimpanzees that I made a baseball team out of.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So you got nine chimpanzees that you raised and you started a baseball team with them. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, that's correct. And the chimpanzees, they do really well. They play against other competitors around the country. We raise money for good causes and everything like that and all that. And so far, the chimps do really well against... now, they don't play any top-rated team. They just do, like, semi-pro teams, you know, just people making their way up in the ranks. Most of it is like... you know, young college stars, they play, not college stars, but people that could be in college that play, you know, that kind of thing. So we play against pretty much them. And they actually do pretty well. Now, they know the aspects of the game. They know how to run. They've been taught. And they're actually pretty decent.
So you got, I'm still trying to understand this. So you have nine chimpanzees that you guys raised. Well, I'm sure you had other people that raised them. Is that correct?
Yeah, I had help raising them to teach them the aspects of the baseball game, you know, where they can learn, and they got a down pat of how to play baseball.
And so you guys raised these, and you taught them the skills of how to play baseball. Now, I guess they're pretty good, I guess, what the way you've been telling me.
Yeah, they're really good. You know, we've beat some teams, you know, we beat some teams and stuff like that, and... And, you know, well, one thing for sure is I want to try to have them play against a professional team, but nobody has responded back to us yet. I'd like to get to play a professional team, you know, for a show to raise money, for good causes, but nobody wants to return a calls and all that stuff.
So nobody in the professional level wants to play against the chimpanzees. Maybe they're afraid of losing. They could be very well afraid of losing to the chimpanzee, especially if they're really good. And you know, so what's the name of the chimpanzee's team? What do you guys call them?
We call them the Chimpanzee Strike. Now I know it sounds like a bowling team and all that stuff, but you know, I didn't think about raising them to play bowling. You know, they probably could have been good at bowling too, but. You'd be surprised at how good they are on the baseball. I got a video I can send you, and you can check them out, see how good stuff they are and all that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just curious, you know, it's got my mind puzzled about this, that it's amazing that you can, well, I've heard cases of animals being raised a certain ways, and they understand people's needs. You know, they have, dogs that are raised by certain people for the needs of people, service animals basically, and they learn. So I guess you can teach an animal pretty much anything, and they, as long as they catch on to it, you know, and all that.
Yeah, it was hard for them at first, but they got it down pat. They got a nice throwing arms and pitching arm and everything else, and they enjoy it. We give them bananas and freezy drinks. They love the freezy drinks, especially during the game, so they got to stay cool and hydrated, so we give them freezy drinks.
Well, I bet they really love them freezy drinks.
Yeah, they sure do, especially they love the grape ones a lot, and they like the banana freeze, too.
Well, I'm sure they get raised. I'm sure they get probably well-pampered and everything else. Is that correct?
Yeah, they get well taken care of. They sleep in nice hotel rooms, motel rooms. You know, we're a traveling team, so they get to live in, not live, but they stay in nice motel rooms, you know, and they get air conditioned and nice comfortable beds to sleep on, just like a regular baseball team does.
All right, now, where have you guys performed at all over the country? Now, I'm sure these games aren't, you know, I'm sure they're not legalized, you know, they don't really count, is that correct?
No, they don't really count. We just do it for show, like I said, to do charities and stuff like that. So that's what we basically play for, is for charities, to raise money for charities and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, sounds like a good plan. And I'm sure you guys probably get donations from different companies and stuff that does this, you know, to help pay for your traveling expenses.
Yeah, we get traveling expenses. Different companies donate money to us so we can pay for our bus. We got a big old travel bus that we travel in and all that stuff. And, you know, helps pay for their food and their travel lodging and the upkeep of the shuttle bus and all that other stuff. Well, it's not really a shuttle bus. It's a big, long 40-footer. It's like the big, it's a traveling bus, you could say, pretty much. It's got all the nice seats in it, bathroom in it, and all that kinds of things.
Well, they travel better than a lot of the minor league teams do.
Yeah, they deserve the best of the best.
Well, Toby, if there's not any more that you need to add, I will go ahead and let you go, and you take care. And I wish your team luck on their next ventures and everything else.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and let the boys know that I talked to you, and we will talk to you later, and I'll give them a hey for you.
All right, Toby, talk to you later.
All right there, LG, we'll talk to you later.
That was Toby. He has a traveling team, not professional, but I guess in their mind they are a professional team, and they've beaten some teams, what Toby has told us. And, yeah, I think that's pretty neat. They raise money for help charities and stuff like that. I think it's a real good idea. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast this afternoon. Everybody have a safe and wonderful day until we meet again.